News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. While the Brewers continue to roll 4-3 winners over the Padres, a moonshot home run from Aramis Ramirez.
It'll fly ball to right to end the first. And here's a fly ball hit back in the air to deep center field. Venable going back. It's gone.
Brewers 4, Padres 3, as heard on Fox Sports Wisconsin, Matt LePay. The Brewers and Padres continue their series today. The Brewers are 15-5 on the year, best record in Major League Baseball. We are sad to tell you about two people who died after a car and motorcycle collided near Stevens Point yesterday. We have the story from WSAU reporter Raymond Newpert.
Officials say the crash happened around 5 o'clock on Highway 66 near County Highway PP in the town of Linwood. Two of the people involved in the crash were declared dead at the scene, but no further information has been released at this time. The accident closed down Highway 66 for several hours. The crash is under investigation, and Portage County officials may release more information later this morning. Raymond Newpert, WSAU News.
Well, Vice President Biden will be in Kiev today. He'll be meeting with the Ukraine's acting president. The White House says Biden will also meet with the nation's prime minister. He'll be in talks with Ukraine's parliament as well as representatives from non-governmental organizations during a visit that is scheduled to last for 2 days. Wausau's Public Health and Safety Committee was in session last night, and they are working on a backyard beekeeping ordinance. It would allow for keeping of bees within city limits. Bridge Community Clinic Director Laura Scuderi says the bees help supplement their existing community garden program.
Donated over half a ton of produce to local hungry families, and the majority of the renters in our garden are actually low-income families from around the area.
Now, beekeepers would have to register with the city. They'd also have to take steps to keep their hives protected from animals with fences. Wausau is also moving forward on licensing escort services. The fines would be up to $5,000 for those operating without a license. Wausau Police Lieutenant Matt Barnes has been a player in moving the proposal forward. He says prostitutes who post ads as escorts would have a much harder time doing business in the city once the ordinance is on the books.
You can't do that unless we know who you are. You're an upfront business like our other businesses. We know who the individuals functioning as escorts are. That goes a long way in saying that's a legitimate business, as opposed to what we see advertised as escorts right now.
The resolution will go to the full city council for a vote in May. Governor Walker was in Wausau yesterday, Chamber of Commerce Small Business Week. The governor joined State Senator Jerry Petrowski and State Representatives Bob Culp, Mandy Wright, and John Spiros. It was a chance for small business owners and managers to meet with their elected officials. Today, the chamber will announce its Small Business of the Year. Today is also Tax Freedom Day in Wisconsin, the day that you have earned enough to cover your tax bill for all of this year.
Marking the day on which Badger State taxpayers have collectively earned enough income to pay off their total federal, state, and local tax bill, Wisconsin, the 37th state to reach Tax Freedom Day. According to the annual report from the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, National Tax Freedom Day was Monday, 3 days later than last year due to the recovering economy. The states with the earliest tax freedom days are Louisiana on March 30th, followed by Mississippi and South Dakota in early April. The latest dates fall in New Jersey and Connecticut on May 9th and New York on May 4th. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Now let's check our Tax Day Newsline 9 forecast. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
A cooler trend for the next couple of days, becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon and a bit breezy, a high of 54, northwest wind at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Tonight clear and pretty chilly, a low down to 27. On Wednesday, starting out with some sunshine, then more clouds developing later in the day, a high of 54. Rain likely on Thursday, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, and a high of 51. I'm Newsline 9 Chief Meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Well, it is noticeably cooler than this time yesterday. In fact, yesterday afternoon, it even felt a little bit humid from time to time. We have hour-by-hour temperatures and the six-day forecast 24-7 on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.